Hosting this year's G20 summit is being viewed by municipal officials in Hangzhou as the best chance to promote the city's image as an international destination. Professor Chen Jianchun with the School of Public Affairs at Zhejiang University says Hangzhou already has a lot to offer.
The city has the ability to become a global attraction for leisure, sightseeing, international conferences, and exhibitions, in addition to Hangzhou's position as a global center for the internet industry. The city is also focusing on developing its cultural creativity industry.
Officials say they hope Hangzhou can not only attract more investment and business opportunities, but also more high-level talented professionals from other countries.Lucas Rondes, a Swiss businessman who has lived in China for nearly a decade, says the local government's initiatives are already making Hangzhou an appealing destination for foreigners to live in.
I would love to see more entrepreneurs from abroad choosing Hangzhou as a place to base and maybe not Shanghai and Beijing, because here it's very attractive. There's a lot of government support. There's a lot of other companies which we can...talk together and communicate and share experience. So I would love to see more and more people coming here to start a business.
Lucas Rondes is the CEO of a company which has created an app called Nihao, or Hello in Mandarin, which is often the first Chinese phrase foreigners learn to speak. The app itself is designed to try to make life for foreigners living in China much easier. Rondes says their concept is to try to make China more accessible to the rest of the world.
A lot of people come in China with a lot of dreams in their mind. I mean, it's not anymore the US dreams, more the Chinese dreams today. So a lot of people came here with a lot of expectation. They don't know maybe exactly what they want to do. So they want to find a path in the career, maybe a way to make a new company, a startup.
Apart from the language barriers, Rondes suggests one of the things officials in Hangzhou might focus on is making the service sector more accessible to foreigners.
I think we are really at the beginning. I mean, it takes time to make a city well-known abroad. And I think through the G20, through the Asian Olympic Games, is the best way. It's definitely an incredible way to make it well-known abroad. But I think on the infrastructure, on the opportunities and everything, we are really at the early beginning to make the city more international.
Zhejiang is known within China as being one of the cradles of this country's burgeoning private sector. Nearly 140 out of China's top 500 private companies are located in Zhejiang. Over 6 million merchants from the province are doing business across China, while almost 2 million others are doing business in different parts of the world. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.